Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Back to class as virus surges.
It's important that COVID doesn't get worse at school.
Flying frustration.
My flight got canceled 3 times already.
As winter weather kicks up.
You've got some snow falling out there, anywhere from New Jersey to North Carolina.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, millions of children are back at school, and the COVID-19 surge is a lot worse than when they were last in the classroom before Christmas. The number of new cases reported in the U.S. last week hit an all-time high, nearly 500,000 in one day, and experts say a peak in Omicron cases could still be weeks away. CBS's Meg Oliver has more on the situation in New York City.
To keep schools open, the city is sending an additional 2 million test kits into schools and doubling the number of students tested each week. But the teachers' union is asking for in-person learning to be put on pause. And teachers like Camille Eterno are urging the mayor to listen.
I recognize the need for students to be present in the buildings, but I'm also cognizant of the fact that if we're all bunched up together and we get sick, we're not going to be there anyway.
Only about 100 of the nation's over 13,000 school districts are opting for virtual learning this winter, despite surging case numbers. In Washington, D.C., the number of new cases jumped 331% over the last 2 weeks, and city officials extended winter break by just 2 days so all students had time to get tested.
In a statement last night, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin revealed he is tested positive for COVID-19. He says his symptoms are mild and he's quarantining at home and will hold meetings virtually when possible. Austin says he's fully vaccinated and boosted. Well, the new year has brought no relief for beleaguered travelers. Airlines have canceled more than 1,500 flights today. For some people, it'll be a long day at the airport.
As long as I'm not spending a night here, I'm good.
Some airlines have been hit by crew members getting COVID, and CBS's Errol Barnett tells us complicating the travel picture is a winter storm that's hitting parts of the east and southeast.
The perfect storm of extreme weather and a resurgent COVID combined to strand passengers across the country after the holidays. On Sunday, more than 2,700 flights were canceled, along with more than 9,000 delays. It was a similar picture on Saturday. Travel analyst Henry Hardeveldt.
This is affecting all airlines, many airports. It's a mess on a mess on a mess.
Chicago's O'Hare Airport was the worst affected on Sunday, with more than 500 flights, almost half of those scheduled, canceled or delayed. The travel chaos comes as the industry struggles with staffing shortages brought on by increasing COVID infections.
CBS's Lonnie Quinn is tracking the storm system that's affecting travel this morning.
6 inches, a half foot of snow around Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, about 3 inches or so. You get to New York City. I think it's a modest coating for New York. I'd say less than an inch. The biggest number I can find anywhere right now suggests a place like Dover, Delaware, could see up to a foot of snow.
Power is out for hundreds of thousands in several southern states that have been battered by high winds. About a foot of snow has fallen in areas north of Denver that were torched by a massive wildfire that destroyed about 1,000 homes. Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelley says 2 people are missing.
There are detectives and dogs and everybody out there working. It's a very difficult search because of the debris, the heat, the snow.
Pelley says the cause of the devastating fire is under investigation. And there's an investigation this morning in Baltimore after 4 inmates were hospitalized and more than 20 others were treated for smoke inhalation after a fire at the city jail. Reports indicate multiple fires were set by inmates.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The House committee investigating the Capitol attack could pursue testimony from some members of Congress. And Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney tells Face the Nation new evidence has been found about the events of that day.
The committee has firsthand testimony that President Trump was sitting in the dining room next to the Oval Office watching on television as the Capitol was assaulted. We know that that is clearly a supreme dereliction of duty.
Nearly two-thirds in a CBS News poll say what happened that day, 1 year ago this Thursday, is a sign of increasing political violence, and most think something like it will happen again. CBS News Director of Elections and Surveys, Anthony Salvanto.
There are 17% now that do approve of what happened. Over the course of the year, we've seen some movement among Republicans within those who disapprove, a little bit of softening of that from the strongly disapprove, a little more into this somewhat disapprove category.
Twitter has now permanently banned the personal account of Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene for multiple violations of the site's COVID-19 misinformation policy. CNET's Ian Schur.
Even though Twitter has made it clear what their rules are around coronavirus misinformation, around disinformation, there are people who want to walk as far up to that line and tiptoe across it as often as they can.
A new and bizarre chapter of the story of troubled NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown. It happened in the first half of the Bucs-Jets game at MetLife Stadium.
He has taken his uniform, his shoulder pads off, and he has run to the Buccaneer locker room.
Wow.
Tampa Bay broadcasters describe it as Brown walks off shirtless, throwing a glove and undershirt into the stands. Later, head coach Bruce Arians.
He is no longer a Buck. All right, that's the end of the story. Let's talk about the guys that went out there and won the game.
And quarterback Tom Brady, who engineered a comeback win and has been a defender of Brown.
Everyone should be very compassionate and empathetic.
Brown had just returned from a three-game suspension for violating COVID protocols. In pro hockey, Vancouver Canucks assistant equipment man Brian Red Hamilton takes us back to a game in late October and an interaction with a fan in Seattle.
She put her phone up to the glass, and on the phone it said, "The mole on the back of your neck is cancer."
It turns out it was a malignant melanoma that has since been successfully treated. Hamilton's grateful, and he met the woman on Saturday and was able to thank her in person.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's full speed ahead for 5G.
Verizon and AT&T say 5G service will launch Wednesday as planned after rejecting a request from the U.S. government to delay it. U.S. airlines and trade groups had been complaining to the FCC and FAA about potential safety disruptions, concerned the service could interfere with electronics pilots rely on. The company's CEOs released a joint statement over the weekend saying the rollout is happening, but have agreed to limit service around certain airport runways for the next 6 months. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Producers say they'll go ahead with the release of a documentary film intended to celebrate Betty White's 100th birthday.
Hello, I'm Betty White.
It'll be in theaters in 2 weeks for one day only on her birthday with a new title, Betty White, A Celebration. It features dozens of Hollywood stars paying tribute. Betty White died on New Year's Eve at 99. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.